Earn, Spend, Live presents Eavesdropping. Real women, real talk.
Hey guys, it's Malia and Elise with Eavesdropping.
Hey, hey, hey.
And this week we are talking about why soft skills are number one. And I'm going to hand this over to Elise because, y'all, she has some feelings about soft skills.
I do have feelings, but I've scared people in the past, so I don't want to, like, come off too strong. Let's ease into it. Also, it's storming, in case you can't hear it. But if you do, it's thunder. It's not thunder. Us, like, burping or anything. Malia's burped on a podcast.
I was going to say, also, we're both a little, like, we're in that phase of, like, getting sick but not quite sick. So if we sound, like, bad or tired, that's why we are 100% here for you guys. And we are just as excited to do this podcast as always.
Yes. Sore throat or no sore throat.
Right. We're going to power through.
Even if we were hoarse, we'd still... No, we wouldn't
no.
do it.
No, just because it sounds so bad. Remember that week I lost my voice?
It would be really funny, though.
Talk.
It would be really funny. I'm going to do it the next time I'm hoarse.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. So soft skills. What are soft skills? I feel like the name is misleading.
I think so, too.
Let's rename it.
What are you going to rename it?
Okay, so soft skills are things like professionalism, timeliness, being self-motivated, being organized.
It's like, basically your interpersonal skills, but also it's, like, also your personal. So,
let's just call it professionalism. Can we do that?
We can call it professionalism.
Okay.
So basically soft skills, super important. I forgot we renamed it professionalism.
Yes.
And I think, I mean, really the reason people call them soft is because they're not quantifiable. Like, you can't take a test and say,
well, and
you're 79% good at this.
They're also, I feel like, deemed less important.
Yeah. That's definitely been the perception.
Yes.
We disagree.
We do. After, like, being in the real world and, like, experiencing things, I value soft skills a lot more than I value hard skills.
Yeah, I was going to say, hard skills is, like, the flip side.
The technical skills?
Yes, hard skills are technical skills, so it's, like, your ability to use Photoshop or how good you are at WordPress. Mm-hmm. So these are things that you can do and someone can literally measure. Like, they can be like, do you know how to do this? Yes, no, and give you a score. Soft skills / professionalism are the sort of unquantifiable things that make you good at your job.
I can quantify them.
Lisa's like, I will give you a report card.
Every time an intern leaves or we do like a peer review, I'll quantify it. I'll tell you what's up.
So, Elise, what are soft skills? What are the... So, we did some research because we're nerds you guys. And we found the... According to CareerBuilder, they did a survey, and they found the top 10 most popular soft skills companies say that they're looking for when they're hiring.
They include a strong work ethic.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm. Being dependable. A positive attitude. Being self-motivated.
That's huge.
Which one?
Self-motivated.
Self-motivated. Yes. That is possibly
it goes with the most important. Strong work ethic to me.
No, it doesn't to me. Because you can have a strong work ethic and do what people tell you to do.
Oh, that's true.
But I don't want you to, like, okay, when you're first starting out, yes, you can ask what you need to do. But then take that and absorb that and go the extra mile. Don't always be asking what you need to do. Like, provide things. Bring things to the table.
Yeah, self-motivated is Elise's number one.
Yes. Okay, team-oriented. That's actually my number one. I'm always, like, on every single review, I get that I'm, like, the best team player. I don't value that, but, like, that's what I am.
Oh, that's, like, your personal number one.
Yes.
I meant, like, your number one, like, priority for people who work with you.
Yeah, no, it's low on the priority list, but it's, like, I'm very good at it, apparently.
I was going to say, yeah, people don't have... You don't have to be a team player to work with another team player. Like, if you have Elise, you can be, like... Oh, whatever. I don't care about the team. I can't work well with others, but, like, Elise can still work with you.
Yes, I can work with literally everyone. I might secretly hate you, but you don't know. Okay, so being organized, you can manage multiple priorities. Do you want to just do the others? Because I've done all of these.
Oh, yeah. Works well under pressure. Effective communicator. Flexible and confident.
Effective communicator is also possibly my number one.
Yeah.
It's, like, tied.
It's really hard. So, basically, the way they ranked these from 1 to 10 is by how often they were mentioned in this survey. So, like, 73% of people said they want someone with a strong work ethic, Which is so true. Oh my God. If you get a lazy bones on your team, it is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do anything. You're like, no. Or this, for me, strong work ethic also goes along with people who have nothing to do, but won't tell you that they have nothing to do, won't find a way to fill their time. They're just on Facebook.
They're making themselves look busy.
Yes. I don't like that.
Those people are the worst.
I have no patience for that. And so, right, like, that's number one. How would you rank these, Elise?
I was just trying to think, like, how would we rank these? Okay, so, I mean, strong work ethic is important.
Yeah.
What would you define as a strong work ethic?
I think someone who's not happy when they don't have work to do. Because, you know, there are people who are like, oh, you know, I get paid for 40 hours a week, but, like, my job only takes up 15%.
I don't know, though. I get really happy when I don't have anything to do.
I mean, yeah, like, it's nice to finish your list, but I never see you over there, like, I got nothing to do, party time. Like, you're like, I've got nothing to do.
So I have a whole nother list of things to do when I don't have anything to do.
Yeah, so that's just, like, when I finish up all of my, like, assigned work, I go do extra work that I only get to do if there's free time.
Right.
I'm not, like, I don't know, writing my book.
I feel like strong work ethic should be number one because it encompasses a lot of these qualities. But I do think self-motivated should be number two.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because you can't do any of these things without being self-motivated.
I could see it being different in, like, a different work environment. Because there are places where you literally just need to take orders and finish them. You know what I mean? So, like, for that, I think being self-motivated is important, but, like, a strong work ethic would be more important. Yeah. Our jobs are very, like, we make our own day. Like, we have certain things we need to accomplish. We have certain, like, goals for the week and the month and, like, whatever.
So many goals.
But we set up how we meet those. So, for our job and our company culture, self-motivated is huge.
It's the only way to succeed.
Right. But, like, where Jordan used to work, being self-motivated was, like, okay, because mostly stuff just, like, came to his inbox, and then he had to deal with it, and then it was done. So he is self-motivated, but it didn't matter, because either way, stuff appeared for him to do, he did it, and then more stuff appeared.
She's talking about her boyfriend, by the way.
Yeah, and that's that Jordan / Jetty / boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know what to do when you call him Jordan. I'm like, wait, who?
That's his government name. I have to call him that at least sometimes.
What would be your, like, top three? Let's do top three.
Oh, top three is easier.
Yeah. Okay, mine would be self-motivated, obvi, effective communicator, and flexible. No? This is hard. They're all really important. I think flexibility is really important, though, and that's something, not to brag, but that's another thing that I'm really good about. Because, well, but when you work in, I mean, you're good about it too, but, like, when you work in the media / publishing industry, things literally change in the blink of an eye. If you're not flexible, you will not make it.
I mean, that's something that I've had to learn. I wasn't always as flexible, and we have other coworkers who really struggle with it. But one thing that really spoke to me, we went to a conference a while back, and someone named Dianica, she works for Google, she was talking about how with digital, you should only ever, like, try to get to 80%, because by the time you get to 100%, like, the tech has changed, your goals have changed, everything's different, but, like, 80%, you should launch it and see what happens, and, like, that's something I really internalized, because you're right, like, tech is always changing, the media is always changing, publishing is always changing, what's successful is always changing, you can't get too set in your routine
or
your ways.
The news is always changing. Everything is always changing.
Like, you can't be on top of a trending topic if you're not flexible.
Because you could have your whole week scheduled out. Like, if you're like us and you work with content and editorial stuff, you could have the whole week mapped out, and then, like, Angelina Jolie, like, loses custody of her kids.
Right.
And you gotta say something about it.
Yep.
So, yeah, you just have to be flexible. Those are my top three.
A good example is the Simone Biles.
Stop.
So,
just,
like,
brag about me.
We had our whole, like, you know, month scheduled. Like, we plan ahead. And then Dancing with the Stars, this judge was like, why don't you smile? And
no, it was the host.
Okay.
He sucks.
He's Yeah. I don't really watch it.
He didn't mean any offense, I don't think.
But he was like, why don't you smile? And she was like, smiling doesn't win you gold medals. And Elise put
together... And it was amazing.
It was an amazing moment. And Elise, like, knocked out this amazing article about it, which obviously, like, pushed other stuff on the list back.
But also, I texted Malia while I was writing it. And it was so good. She gave me so many names. Like, it was, like, a joint effort.
Yeah, it was 12 women who've changed the world by smiling, yes. And it's super sarcastic, and it's amazing.
And it's better than BuzzFeed's. Fuck you, BuzzFeed.
Yes. Then we were really mad, because, like, the next day, BuzzFeed got on it, and, like, they went viral.
I was literally, like, the first one to, like, write about it. And then the next day, like, BuzzFeed put, like, thousands of dollars behind their advertising and, like, got all these likes and comments. Assholes.
But... she was flexible, and she got that article up, yes. So whatever. We can still be like, look at our timestamp. Yes. Ours was up first.
So what are your top three?
My top three... ooh, it's hard, because I feel like what I really look for in other people is different than what I have necessarily myself.
Yes,
like,
very much.
I'm organized, and I can manage multiple priorities, so, like, if I have it on my list, I'll also write on my list, like, to follow up with you. So you don't have to be that organized, you know what I mean? But I do effective communicator.
But you don't like when people, like, can't prioritize things.
That
like,
is true.
That is one of your pet peeves. But I know you.
My real pet peeve there, I wish there was, like, a good rememberer / ability to think written on this list.
Did you say rememberer?
Rememberer, I did.
Okay.
And I'm owning it. Because what I don't like is when I tell people, like, this type of task is always top priority. Mm. And then...
once again, it changes. Flexibility.
Right. So that's true. Man, they're all important. Okay.
Yes.
I would say, if I had to only pick three, dependable. I don't like following up with people. I do it, but, like, if I can just trust that you're going to get it done, my life is much better.
That encompasses so much, though, because dependability also encompasses being self-motivated, mm-hmm. and organized and being an effective communicator.
Yeah, that's so true. Right, because if you're not going to get it done and you're dependable, you tell me you're not going to get it done.
Right.
Confidence, I don't like it when people want me to check their work all the time. I'm cool with it when they're new, but, like, after a while... I don't need to co-sign everything you do. Like,
that
I need you to own.
That also goes with being self-motivated. I feel like a lot of
true.
Things are the same.
They're kind of the same. And strong work ethic, because, like, I don't want to have to do with lazy bones. I don't want to be following up on you to be like, you getting your work done?
Right. That's the worst.
Which
and
also
that's something
goes
I'm
with being dependable.
Well, and also, as a manager, like, you have to follow up. Like, that's... right. And it's so hard. Because I'm of the mindset, like, I'm very much... what is it called? The leadership style. Where you're laid back. What is that called?
Like macro manager?
No.
Hands-off.
No, it's starts with an L, I swear.
Elise has read more leadership books than I have because her dad is a big old management nerd.
It's such a big word, but I'm very much of the mindset, like, we're all grown-ass adults, and, like, I don't want to annoy you by being like, hey, have you done this? Hey, how's this going? Because, like, I'd be annoyed.
And such a fine line there.
Yes, but some people want to be micromanaged, so... but anyway, that's a whole other discussion.
Whole other convo. But Elise's main thing, I'm going to go ahead and out her before we, like, get to it, is that you can teach technical skills, but it's really hard to teach soft skills. You can.
Yes.
Like, we've both learned to be more flexible, and, like, we've learned some of these things. But, like, if you're not a naturally positive person, it's hard to teach a positive attitude to somebody.
Yes. And, yeah. I mean, they are teachable. We've had interns that, you know, I've had to have talks with about professionalism, and it's improved. But it's more annoying to have to teach soft skills where, like, that we view as common sense.
Right.
As opposed to teaching a technical skill.
Well, it's also hard because soft skills can vary with personalities. So what one person perceives to be a team-oriented person mm-hmm. might not be what someone else sees as, like, team-oriented behavior. So I think that's what makes it so hard is they're literally subjective, but I can teach you how to put an article into WordPress or install a plugin. WordPress is my, like, go-to because I feel like most of y'all should have probably seen a WordPress site at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can teach someone how to put in a plugin super easy. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
There's a step-by-step process. You can't teach someone how to show up on time for a meeting.
Right. Or, like... how to take notes while also paying attention and, like, being engaged. Some of that's really hard.
Or how to, like, use a planner and be organized. If you need help with that, just go look at our site.
That's true.
We've got hundreds of articles.
Learn it from Tara, because we can't teach you. We're just, like, making it.
Yes.
We get our own shit organized, but everyone else's is, like...
I think our slogan should be Nike's slogan. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I mean, that's so common in, like, a lot of... That's also, like, our approach to everything. It's, like, just get it done.
Yes.
But that's true even of a lot of, like, finance bloggers and stuff. They're, like, you know you need a budget.
So do get it. One.
Yeah. Right. Like, everyone's like, how do I do this? And the internet's like, you already obviously know what you should be doing, or you wouldn't have typed it in. Like, just go do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really hard to teach soft skills.
Well, and it's very much, so I, yeah, like you said, you can teach a technical skill, but I would
I can write up a document that shows you how to do something, and, like, it takes an hour of my time, an hour of yours, and we are done.
Yes. But, like, we both dealt with people who were extremely talented. Multiple people who were extremely talented, but you don't want to work with them because of their soft skills.
Well, I'll go ahead and out myself. Like, one of my first reviews with my manager was along the lines of, you are so talented and you are so smart, but certain people find it really difficult to work with you because you're kind of bossy. You have a habit of telling people the right answer, whether they get there themselves or not. And so she literally sat down with me. And
I'm sitting,
like,
here nodding. It's very true.
It is. And so she sat down with me and she was like, look, I want you to know, like, I think, like, I believe in you. I think you can be successful. But these things will get in your way. You know, she's like, you can't. You know, sometimes you just have to let other people talk through the wrong idea, or if that's how you see it, you know, before, adding in yours. Like, you may have the research to back it up. It doesn't matter. Like, you still have to let other people talk. And so that's something I've worked on, but it's hard. Like, I can tell you personally, working on my soft skills, way harder. I can't just, like, take an online course or watch a video about how to do something. Mm-hmm. Or certain things like, you know, teamwork, like, letting other people know, like, what you're working on.
Yeah, that was what you got the lowest on, right?
Yes.
I guess that's why we make a good team, because I got so high on that.
Yeah, like, Elise and I work together, like, perfectly, so other people are like, you have a flaw, and we're both like, what? This is not even a problem. So find your work wife, and then none of these things matter. No, but it's just really important, and one thing that I found, well, through this discussion, right, is that I'm prone to just saying, like, this is what I need, can you do it? Versus, this is what I need, but this is why I need it, can you help me with this? So, like, explaining the why and giving context. But, like, I will tell you, that is way harder for me than, like, learning how to do SQL or, like, HTML or, like, some sort of very quantifiable skill.
Well, while we're being just, like, so honest, I'll just go ahead and talk about my flaws. So, during my latest review, one of the points was that I'm not good at delegating. I very much, like, you know, you've heard the saying, like, catch a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish and he'll eat for life. I'm very much like, I'll just catch you the fucking fish.
Yes.
I'll like literally feed it, like, I'll put
so
it in your mouth.
You are so bad at fishing. Let me help
just
you.
Just let me do it.
We will all starve if I leave you to catch the fish.
Yes. So I struggle with that. And I mean, you have to know yourself and you have to know what to work on. Because, like, when I first heard it, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I have a flaw. What?
No, I don't.
And I was like, oh, I do that.
So, like, for Elise, it's Matt kind of stepping back and looking at, okay, this is on my to-do list. This is what I actually have to do. Mm-hmm. No one can do but me.
Well, and it's very much, so we posted something on Facebook today. It'll be in the past when you hear this. But it was a video about the glorification of the word busy. Like, I'm just so busy. But busy doesn't equal successful, and it doesn't equal productive.
Right.
So, like, me not delegating, yes, I'm really effing busy, but I'm not actually getting enough done, like, as much as I would if I spread it out among people and they helped me.
But it's hard, because that's a lot of trust, and you have to have dependable people with a strong work ethic, and, you know,
who are self-motivated.
Yeah, but it is, and so that's a soft skill that Elise's been working on.
And people are hard. My dad was in management for many, many years, he's taught me that people are emotional beings. Which sucks.
It's super annoying.
Because I mean, I'm emotional, like, in my personal life, but I'm also very logical. Like, I'm never emotional at the workplace. That disgusts me.
Like, at work, I'm not going to take it personal. Like, yes. You just let me know what I'm doing, what I need to be doing, how it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, you piss me off all the time, but, like, we're BFFs. Like, it's fine.
Right. Like, at work, you know, we'll both, like, get back and
we're
forth.
We're both very, like, snappy and passive aggressive.
Like, getting each other's business. Yes. And, like,
we're all up in each other's business.
Yeah. But we don't take it personal, so one of us can just be like, why are you doing this? And the other one's like, this is why, bitch. But we're not like...
Fuck you.
Right.
Let's go get drinks.
And we don't, like, yeah, take it into our personal lives.
I am abnormally good at that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You have some, like hardcore compartmentalization.
I will hate you at work, but then I'm like, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
Yeah, this isn't about
me personally. You know who you are. No, it's not about Malia, like... I mean, it is, but not just her.
It also applies to me, which I think works out really well because then we can be like, this is your work flaw. Fix it.
We need to start talking more about our flaws. I think that'd be therapeutic.
Yeah, it's very,
I need
like,
to hear
honest.
More about my flaws. I do.
Do you?
I do.
She has to, like, take a deep breath. She's like, do I?
No, I've always been, like, we've always, like, joked about doing, what is it JP's always talked about? Like, a circle where, like, someone sits in the middle and then we all just, like, bash that person. Like, a roast.
Yeah.
I want to be roasted so bad. I would probably cry, but I still want to be roasted.
I feel like even I would cry.
It would be fun.
I'm not a big crier.
It would be fun.
Okay,
I can
so
laugh at myself.
Soft skills. Elise wants to be roasted. So why are soft skills important? It's not
so
just,
people want to work with you.
Yeah.
That's why they're important.
That's, yes. But it's not just us. It's literally everyone.
Yes.
Research conducted by Harvard, the Carnegie Foundation, and Stanford concluded that 85% of job success comes from having well-developed soft and people skills. 15%, you know, 85 plus 15 equals 100. 15% comes from your technical skills and knowledge. So even if you are the smartest in your class, you can code faster than anybody else, you can write an article better than anybody else, it doesn't matter if you can't work with people.
Mm-hmm.
That 15% will not carry you.
This is true.
Sucks.
Because, like, I mean, you can find talent anywhere, though. That's the thing. That's not, it's valuable, but it's not the most valuable.
Right. You can always find someone. And we've said this before, like, no one is irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
You can find talent anywhere.
I still need to write an article about how no one is irreplaceable.
Because that's the thing, like, we have the same major from the same university. Like,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of the same skills. We're different people, and we do different things at our jobs, but,
well,
like...
Well, and we have very specific voices that anyone... I mean, not anyone could copy, but, like, you could like, do my voice.
Oh, well, you know, JP, you know? Like, we've talked about him on the podcast before. He's one of our coworkers. He can pick anyone's voice and write like it. It is eerie. So you can find a writer who's... I mean, honestly,
you can
a better
find
writer
someone
than I
who,
am.
Like, overuses the word obvi and totes, like, anywhere.
Makes references to, like, J-Lo.
You can find someone who sounds like they're writing for 17 magazine, like, anywhere. Who doesn't sound like a grown-ass adult.
That's a joke from a comment that Elise got from a hater, and she's been, like, milking that for all it's worth.
But it's fine, because, okay, so this person commented on an article, and they were like, this sounds like it was written for 17 magazine, and I was like, bitch, that was my dream when I was, like, 14. So, like,
I would love to work for 17.
My day is made. Like, cool. I achieved my dream.
14. I am 24, and I would still be like, what?
Yes. If they publish me, yes.
Yes.
17, hit us up.
Right. Call us. We will write for you. We can speak to the 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, for all that we've said, soft skills matter. Soft skills are the number one once you are in a job. You still have to have some hard skills. Don't go out applying for, like, computer programmer jobs when you're an English major.
But your boss can send you to conferences. They can send you to training. You can learn things on the job. Ask questions.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. There are stupid questions, but, like, just don't ask those. Like, just
pick the good ones.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of stuff we've learned on the job. Like, we didn't come in knowing everything we do about SEO.
I didn't know anything.
And, like... all of the other,
I knew,
like affiliate monetization. Like, we knew how to write articles. End of story.
Right.
Like, everything else we've learned on the job. But that ability to, like, write articles and use computers helped get our foot in the door. Like, that's how they were like, okay, I get it. You know stuff. We can teach you. Because your hard skills are what people look at on your resume to decide if you're going to get the interview. Soft skills are how you win the interview. Soft skills are how you land the job. Soft skills are everything after that resume.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And I feel like networking events actually kind of helps with soft skills.
I guess. I hate networking events. I go to them, but I don't like them.
We like our one event.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. I still don't like networking. I'm an introvert. I'm shy. I'm a shy extrovert-ish.
But I feel like that's a good way. Like, you can practice your soft skills any number of ways. If you have a job, practice it at your job. But if you, like, I don't know, let's say you don't need to practice at your job, or like you're not in a good environment at your job or whatever, volunteer somewhere and work on your soft skills. Like,
and I will say, other than that, just ask for consistent feedback from everyone. Your boss, your coworkers, everyone. And listen. And listen.
And like, take it, like we said earlier, don't like take it out of context and be like, oh my God, you hate me. No, it's literally a professional note.
Yes.
Unless your coworkers might suck, it might be personal, but like, you don't have to take it that way.
But if everyone's saying the exact same thing, then like, you probably should listen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if everyone is like, you're bossy, you should be like, oh, I wonder if I'm bossy. I want you, when you're editing this, to just like insert that clip of like, I'm bossy.
Oh, anyway. I should play that song. Is that copyrighted?
Will we get sued? You can like sample up to a certain amount.
Oh, so it could just be like a snippet. I'm
bossy. But yeah, that's it.
End of story.
Soft skills are important. Practice them where you can. Ask for feedback.
We should have started a drinking game that every time we say soft skills are important, someone takes a drink.
Oh my God.
I've been doing it, but
I emptied my drink before we started.
Seriously?
Yeah, girl.
I'm still working. You, like, filled this up.
I did.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, let's move on to Dear HBIC.
Dear HBIC.
We need an intro for this, like, Betches have.
We do.
We need, like, JP, like, his voice or something.
Yes! Oh, my God. So, we are going to be looking for willing victims to intro this. If you are a willing victim, let us know. If not, we're going to just, like, tap people around the office. All right, are you reading or am I?
I feel like you do a better job. I'm not good at, like, reading.
Elise likes to giggle at their problems halfway through.
I don't mean it, guys.
Dear HBIC, I'm in a position in which I hire college students to work part-time in an office setting as a marketing assistant. The number of candidates who want a customized schedule and have already come to the interview with a laundry list of days off that they need to have is baffling to me. I know I probably sound like an old baby boomer, but within your first 60 days, you should not need 17 days off for vacation. Am I being unreasonable?
Nah, girl.
I'm gonna say, we've got you. We've got you on this. Like, no.
So we included this because it's related to soft skills.
Common sense.
This kind of pisses me off.
Can common sense be a soft skill?
This is the reason millennials have such a bad rap.
It's true.
Like, who does this? Who, like, I've always been told never go to an interview, like, asking about salary. Uh-uh. Like, never, like, just, I don't get it.
Like, in the interview, you want to show up and be like, this is what I can do.
And I am your slave.
Yes.
Like, this is, like, what I can do for you.
Like, if there is some sort of extenuating circumstance, like, I don't know, your mom's having surgery the day they want you to start work, be like, I cannot start that week. I can start a week later. But, like, you shouldn't need, like, a week's vacation in the middle of your shift or, like, 3 weekends, you know, where you're leaving early.
That's just weird. I don't like that. Like, why would they hire you if you just want all this time off?
Right. Well, and, like, from this letter, I don't feel like it's something valid. You know, I don't think it's, like, I'll be done weaning my baby and, like, I'm taking care of a child that I brought into this earth. Like, I don't think that's how it is. I feel like it's like,
this makes me think of,
I gotta go Cabo.
I know you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but I do. And if y'all watch Vanderpump Rules, you know who Lala is. And like
I don't, but I love that name.
Her name is like, it's Lauren. And people started calling her Lauren, but her name is Lauren. And so her mom started calling her Lala. So it's like, I listened to this podcast the other night.
That is so extra.
She's so extra. She talks about herself in the third person.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so she started, like, her first episode, she was hired, and then she, like, lied to Lisa and was like, hey, I have this modeling gig, like, somewhere, like, on this beach. She's like, I have this modeling gig, like, so, like, I'm going to need, like, 2 weeks off, like, right after I start. And the other girls, like Katie and all the bitches, they found out that she wasn't actually, like, she didn't have a modeling job. She was going with, like, her sugar daddy. And he was, like, paying for this trip. And it was literally just a vacation. So that's what this makes me think of. Like, why do you need this time? Unless it's, like, your grandma's birthday and she's, like, 90.
Right.
Why would you need time off?
Even, and I can think of, like, when I started at Target ages ago now. I had a coworker who was technically hired at the same time as me, but she started 2 weeks later because she had already scheduled her honeymoon and was like, I cannot start this day. I can start this day.
That's normal, though, right. I feel like. Not being like, I can start now, but then in 2 weeks I'll need a vacation.
That's what, like, I cannot do. Right. So she was just like, 2 weeks after the rest of us had trained and started, she trained and started. It was super, like, easy. Like, that's how you should go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be as simple as possible.
But from this person's letter, it sounds like, multiple people are coming in and asking for a vacation. Right. Before they even get the job. That's what baffles me.
Yeah.
You don't even have the job yet.
No.
Like, why are you coming in demanding things?
Right. It makes me feel like it's, like, all of their college roommates are getting married or something, so they need, like, weeks off. And that's just crazy.
Well, I'm like, the company's probably interviewing, quite a few people. Like, you're not special. You don't get to come in and make demands.
Well, and the other thing is,
once they offer it to you, then communicate.
Then you can be like, okay, I will accept this, but. Or what you should really be doing as an applicant in that situation is, like, what's your vacation policy?
Yes. Because that's, like, a good question.
We have open PTO, so technically we can take off whenever we want. But if we
as
took
long
off,
as our work is done.
Yeah, but if we took off 17 days for vacation in, like, our first 60 days, how is your work going to be done? You've missed half of your 60 days.
You don't
days.
Even know what your work is. You're right. still, like, being trained.
Like, you're just missing stuff.
So I don't think you're being unreasonable.
Absolutely not.
What should this person do when this happens again? I don't. First of all, I don't think you should hire these people.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the
this
main.
This is ridiculous.
Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Once
again, soft skills. Hire the person who's actually going to be there and has a strong work ethic.
I think what you could do if someone comes in and they're like, these are all the days that I have to have off, you can just come back with, this is our vacation policy.
This is our vacation policy, and this is, like, the schedule. This is when you will work.
Like, you don't have to tell them, like, this is unprofessional. You don't even have to address that. You're not their mama. Just be like, this is our vacation policy. Mm-hmm. After 60 days, you can have a week off. Or, like, whatever your policy is. And if they're a part-timer, I don't know, make up a policy for your part-timers. Because whatever you have to say to communicate to them that taking 25% of their days off is, like, not cool, I feel like you just have to do that.
Yeah.
But I would avoid it. I would just be like, this is our vacation policy. You have to complete your training period, blah, 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 blah.
Just make sure you're, like, come back at them like you're in charge. And you're like, well, this is the policy. So you make sure you adhere to this policy.
Right. That's what I think is good. Right?
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about it. It's not your problem.
You're the head bitch in charge.
Whoa. Turned it around on
full
him.
Full circle. All
right.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Would you rather? I can already tell you guys we are going to argue about these would you rathers.
Do you want me to read this one?
Yes.
Since you read. Okay. Never drink. Okay. Would you rather never drink in front of your coworkers or always be the one who gets a little way too drunk?
Never drink in front of my coworkers.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in front of me?
I mean,
are we saying, like, at work?
Right. That's what I assume.
But there's also, like, parties, like the spring party, like special occasions. Like, would you just not drink at those?
Yeah, at the spring party, especially at the spring party, honestly. So our company does, like,
party.
A big to-do for the spring party. and it's, like, a big deal. But I would rather be totally sober than way too drunk.
But would you, like, drink at the after party?
I mean,
is
so
that,
yes.
Like, can you do
that's
that?
I was gonna say, like, in this scenario.
I think this is extreme, though, so we should say, no, you can't drink at the after party.
Right.
Because you're still around your coworkers.
Because I was gonna say, if we're, like, gonna play it super hard, I would still not drink. I would just be like, it's fine.
Even, like, on the podcast?
Rather than getting way too drunk in front of, like, our CEO.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, we've even, like, we all know that girl
hard.
Who gets sloppy drunk. Like, that's what I assume. Like, I'm just picturing sloppy, I love you.
That's gross.
Like, drunk girl.
That's gross.
Can't, like, walk in a straight line.
This is so hard because we love drinking.
But I do, I will say that I am often the person who gets just, like, a little too drunk. Like, there's drunk and then there's, like, a little too drunk.
Literally, so I've learned that when it's an office, like, function, I need to limit myself to 2 drinks.
Yeah.
Of wine. Not even, like,
not
if it's a cocktail, it's 1. But if it's just, like,
And then I'll do shots at the after party. Like, because that's good.
Even then, though, no.
I'll drink, like, 3 or 4 drinks, and I'm, like, way too comfortable around people. That's how I feel like.
I just feel like I would be awkward all the time, though, if I didn't drink. I'm going to be real. It would be awkward.
It is uncomfortable. Yeah.
Especially because sometimes at the spring party, we've had, like, assigned seats.
Yeah.
Because the point is to sit next to people you don't know.
And that is pretty weird. Like, if you're sitting next... That's what I do like about alcohol, is it's a social lubricant.
Yes.
But just, at the same time, like, sitting next to someone that you don't know and getting way too drunk.
Yeah.
I'm going to show them my titties. Like, that can't happen. Way too drunk? Yes. That is, like, way too drunk.
How do we define, like, way too drunk?
Catastrophic.
Like, blackout?
Way too drunk.
Or just, like, sloppy.
Ooh, I don't know, but either way, like, it's not happening.
I don't feel like I've ever been, like, truly sloppy.
I don't think I have either, and this is not the day for me to start.
Yeah.
Like, I never blacked out.
This is hard for me. I don't know what I would do. I mean, because I don't want to be, like, the embarrassment. Like, I don't want people to talk about me behind my back.
I would rather, and this is, like, me 110%, I would rather be, like, the hard-ass stuck-up prude than, like...
Yeah. The life of the party.
Yeah, like, she's then, a like, good time. The crazy slut. Sorry, no slut shaming. But, like, rather than be the crazy person who's super unprofessional and no one can take you seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna have to go same.
Yeah, I would rather be, like, the girl who can't cut loose.
I feel like we're a good mix.
I feel like we're, like, actually fine in real life.
Yeah.
I drink enough that, like, I'm fine.
Well, because you can, like, still have your friends and drink with them. So, yeah. Like, you can still drink. You just can't drink, like, at work.
And I think that's kind of, if we want to, like, nitpick instead of being super strict, like, we're friends, so I'll get drunk with you mm-hmm. at an after party, but not, like, in front of
or
all
like
the 50
watching The
we
Bachelorette.
Right. Like, that's different for me than...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah.
Your coworkers need to think that you're, like, serious.
Because that's, like, no matter how casual your company is, and our company is really casual. Like, mm-hmm. we have events where we drink with each other, and, like, we literally have happy hour weekly in the office.
Well, and it's, like, a whole bunch of 20-somethings.
Yeah.
Who obviously like to drink.
Right. Like, we're all winos, it's fine. But at the end of the day, like, yes, you and your coworker are drinking together, but tomorrow, if you're, like, this is due by Monday... They have to give that to you by Monday.
Yes. Or if you're, like, I don't know, like, you get really sloppy and, like, try to make out. I'm thinking of, like, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yes. Or, like, Office Christmas Party.
Yes. Like,
that movie.
They're going to remember that the next day.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, that's so true, too.
I'm like, yeah.
Like, any level of sexual harassment is very much not okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one. I'm getting uncomfortable.
We're prudes. Elise. Would you rather be filthy rich 200 years ago or be poor but in today's time?
This one's so easy for me.
I can't believe. I know what she's gonna say.
We talked about this earlier, so she knows. But I would much rather be filthy rich and live 200 years ago because, let me say the because. I am pale, number one. Paleness was seen at, like, only royals were pale because peasants were tan because they were out in the sun working. I have a tall forehead, so I would have been seen as wise and knowledgeable, and I would have been, like, valued. And I'm a little chunky, and, like, the wealthy people had a lot of food. So, like, if you were fat, people knew you were fucking wealthy. Only the peasants were skinny.
But in that time period, they would think you were starving because you were not chunky.
Wisdom
and, like, whatever are not valued in women in the 1800s.
Yes, they were. A tall forehead?
No. People fucking
You would
hated.
Have made a good wife.
People hated smart
I would have
women.
Gotten some pretty dresses.
Absolute ridiculousness.
It would have been fine.
Bitch, you could not vote.
So, who are you voting for? They didn't have democracy back then. There was no democracy.
You couldn't own property.
Men couldn't vote either.
You couldn't own property.
I could marry a rich man who owns property.
And, like, if they beat you or they cheat on you, that shit's also
I would
theirs.
Just poison them. It was so easy to poison someone back then and get away with it.
Yeah, but, like, that doesn't mean you're going to get their shit.
Yeah, it does.
Their son might get their shit.
I'll kill the son.
Inheritance laws. You can't own shit. Y'all, no.
Okay, so all my favorite books
literally, like,
are
the
from...
church sanctioned beating women.
I'll beat his ass back. I don't give a fuck. Girl. Literally, so here's, but my argument is that all my favorite books and movies are from that time period, like the 1800s, and they're all so romantic. I just, like, I think I'd be okay living in
there
that
was no
period.
Television.
No, but there was, like, gossip. I like gossip.
Women weren't educated. They couldn't read.
That's fine. They gossiped all day. That's fine.
Oh, Lord.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Y'all, if I were Catholic, I'd be crossing myself.
Okay, so
right now.
What's your argument? Why would you live? Why would you be poor today?
First of all, you can always change your financial circumstances.
Can you?
You can.
By marrying rich?
Yeah, sure. I don't care.
Starting a side hustle?
Whatever. Like, I can marry rich today like I could 200 years ago. Like, yes, poverty is very real, and poverty creates a lot of challenges. But fundamentally, you are still, like, able to lift yourself out of these situations, especially if, assuming that I am still single and childless, just like I am right now.
Oh, yeah, back then they didn't have birth control. Shit.
Bitch, you have 12 brats.
That's okay. I want a circus.
Because, like, the things that can keep you in poverty are things like a lack of self-confidence and, like...
Children.
Let's be real. Lack of mobility, blah, blah, blah. Assuming I'm the exact same person, I will get an education, I will get a new job, I don't care. Maybe I'll eventually marry rich. It happened to Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Who knows? She's making such a face. But most importantly, I can vote. Whatever shit I own or don't own is mine. Some man beats me, I can take his ass to jail. I can get divorced. I could do whatever I want because I am a free woman.
Yeah, but back
woman.
Then you could get away with murder. You could just kill him. Nobody, they didn't have autopsies. They didn't know.
You just want to go around being a murderer. That's your solution to
poison
social justice.
Poison people. Your husband.
And, like, look, the world today, it's still messed up. I'm not telling you it is perfect. Poverty is so insurmountable for so many reasons. Tons of problems. But when you want to compare it to 200 years ago, we have medicine. Bitch, I can have antibiotics.
Yeah, but like I could die young and beautiful.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so
can
I can
play
have...
the song. I'm going to play the song.
You should play the song.
Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful?
I can have antibiotics. I can go to the doctor. I can have birth control. I can dye my hair fun colors.
Oh, yeah, you'd be nothing without your purple hair.
Right. I don't even know who I am.
I like how you agree with me. I was being a
yes,
dick.
No. Like, that's what people are like, oh, you have fun hair. I know, right?
Literally every time I go out in public with her, oh, my God, I love your hair. And yes. I'm like, hi, I'm here. I'm here, too.
Right.
I have hair.
Like, if I didn't have the hair, I would just be like, we're both here, too.
I have things to contribute.
Right. No, like, I could not do it. No.
I could. Someone would write a book about me. I'd be in a movie. I'd be fucking Keira Knightley.
You'd be fucking
Keira Knightley.
Except
with a bigger... No. I have a bigger chest than her. Sweet girl.
Oh, yeah, that's
She's
true.
She's a negative A cup.
But yeah, like, think of all the... Ugh, no. And all the slut shaming.
I would do it. I don't give a fuck.
No.
There wasn't any slut shaming. Everything was secret back then. People kept their secrets like they were sacred. You could have affairs. You could.
Elise is just really in it for the secrets. Like, forget everything else.
I'm in it for the romance. The forbidden romance.
No. Girl, I know forbidden romance.
And the paleness.
Right now.
I just feel like that's my true self. I'm pale. I'm a little pudgy. I got a tall forehead. Mm. I got a five head. I would make it back then. My mouth might get me in trouble.
Yeah, thing. Okay. Yeah, I'm just picturing Elise trying to be, like, super submissive and sweet all the time.
I'll just poison you behind your back.
Well, apparently, she's a real-life murderer, and we should be afraid.
Yeah, check your drink. Have somebody else taste it.
I poured my drink, so I'm fine. Yeah, no, I'm not about that life. Plus, like I said, there are real problems with the world today, but compared to 200 years ago, we are doing all right.
Mm.
Elise is like, I'm going to die young. I'm going to poison everybody. It'll be great.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to die
YOLO.
Old. I'm going to poison nobody.
YOLO.
Ugh. Just going to live in a manor.
Yup.
Okay, well, what else are you loving this week other than the oppressive 1800s?
Okay, so in the real world, I'm loving Caitlin Bristow's new podcast called Off the... Is it Off the Vine or On the Vine? I wrote On the Vine.
I think it...
It's off the vine.
Yeah, I think it is off the vine.
Okay. It's something about wine. She's, like, in the picture. She's, like, drinking wine. So, Caitlin Bristow was The Bachelorette 2 seasons ago. It was Rachel and then JoJo before her and then Caitlin before her. And she's our favorite.
She's a funny lady.
Is she your favorite?
I didn't watch her season. I didn't start watching
until after that. She's literally calling herself feminist in the podcast today. Yeah. We need to check to see.
But I mean, like, I follow her on Snapchat, and she's hilarious. I'm following her on Insta. Like,
she's amazing. And her first guest on her first episode is Sean, her
fiance.
I almost said engager. I don't know. Her fiance. Their goals.
Engager.
Their actual goals. And it's a really good podcast. Like, they're just kind of talking about The Bachelorette. And yeah.
They're definitely my favorite couple to come out of Bachelor Nation.
They're one of the only couples to, like, make it.
Well, because that's the, like, they still seem like they're happy. They make sense.
And they're with real each other. About it. They're like, we haven't even chosen a wedding date. Like, we're not in a rush.
Right.
Like, and on the podcast, they talk about, like, oh, we should, like, film ourselves fighting. Like, that's what's real. Like, they're so real. I love them.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I'll definitely listen to her podcast. I haven't yet. Because like I said, I didn't watch her season. Elise actually told me about her season, and that's the reason I started watching the shitty Bachelor shows.
That was my first season that I watched.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was so opposed because it was 2 bachelorettes, and the men got to choose which one became the bachelorette. And I was like, this is sexist, this is bullshit. That was before I even became a feminist.
It is sexist, and it's bullshit, but it's great
TV.
Well,
and she says that too, like it made her mad. But she became The Bachelorette, and it was amazing, and no regrets.
Well, and then she was slut-shamed for sleeping with guys, like, before the fantasy suite, which is
basically...
Nick Vile. Oh, gross.
That's who she slept with.
So it's literally, like, the fantasy suite, if you're a non-Bachelor watcher, is when the show decides that you finally get to have sex with somebody. So, like, they book you a really nice hotel, and you're supposed to take someone in there and bang them.
Yes.
And so she had sex outside of the fantasy suite, which is a big no-no, apparently. I mean, I just say apparently. Everyone knows it's a no-no, but she was like, I don't care.
And she cusses so much. She cusses like a sailor.
She's so funny. They have really cute dogs.
Yes, they do. So he made some joke today about playing with Doodle. And Caitlin was like, I just want to clarify, Doodle is our dog. He wasn't like playing with his Doodle.
That's beautiful.
You need to go listen to it. Everybody go listen to it. Caitlin, we love you. We want to come on your show. We want you on our show.
Please.
We love you.
If the podcast gods are listening.
We said that we would fuck you in our last relationship. Or our last relationship. Our last podcast. We played Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we said we'd fuck her and then stay her best friend.
Yes.
Until the end of time.
Right. Who do we marry?
Rachel.
Rachel. Right.
She's a lawyer, so she has money.
For sure. Also, just because she's so, like, we could be real. Okay. So, we told you that we're sick. So, what I'm loving this week is very boring, and I am so sorry. But it's Traditional Medicinals Throat Coat Tea. I just want to let you know, it is disgusting. The back says slimy in a good way.
Ew, then why do you like it?
Because it makes your throat feel so much better. Ugh. Like, you drink
just drink honey.
And this is a bunch of, like, echinacea. So, like, it helps my voice, like, stay okay. I'm going to drink some when I get home. It's herbal. It's got echinacea. So, it helps you, like, get over your colds faster. And it's like, oh, when I lost my voice, and that was such a traumatic time. It was like a week I had no voice. I was just like chugging this shit by the gallon. And it really does make you feel better. Like I said, it's kind of gross. But if you are an herbal tea for like medicinal reasons person, it's the one to try.
I just drink green tea with honey and lemon.
I do like green tea. I had green tea today too. I had Yogi Tea makes a green tea kombucha. With, like, passion fruit flavoring. That's really good.
Yogi tea is good.
Lots of, like, antioxidants and shit.
You're such a hippie.
I'm, like, such a weird, like, I don't do this hippie shit, but I do this hippie shit. Kind of, like, I pick and choose my hippie shit. But, yes, if you're, like, an herbal tea, like, medicinal herbal remedy person, this nasty-ass tea is where it's at. Traditional Medicinals, call me. I would give such a great endorsement of your nasty-ass tea.
Hashtag ad.
Woo!
Potential.
Just kidding. We're literally not an affiliate with them at all. I just drink this shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to probably be bringing Elise some tomorrow because she sounds like she's about to
stop.
Sound like I do.
I was coughing earlier and I was like, it's just a tickle. And everybody was like, you're sick. And I was like,
it was
stop.
Like, a tickle cough is like, and her cough was like,
No, I like deep throat my coughs. They're like bad. I don't mean that in a dirty
that
way.
That does not mean what you think it means.
No, but it's like deep in my throat.
Yeah.
You know what
is
I mean.
That? What's deep in your throat?
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, so we're both getting sick.
Great way to end the podcast. Guys, use the hashtag.
Yes.
Ignore that last comment. Use the hashtag just eavesdropping, EVE.
Tell us what you're loving this week. Tell us your best soft skills. Or if you want to get real with us, tell us your weaknesses since we told you ours.
Yeah, screenshot your like peer review and show it to us.
No one's going to do that.
Not your peer review, your annual review.
I wouldn't even do that shit.
I'll do mine, literally.
What?
I'm a little tipsy right now, but I'll do mine. I will.
Yes, you guys.
Is that legal?
Yes.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Just like get fired?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We're pretty sure no.
I won't show who wrote it.
Yeah, like, y'all, tweet us and Elise will show you her fucking peer review.
I will.
Annual review.
If you want it, I'll give it to you.
I was going to say, show us the tax returns, but that's a bad joke. Donald Trump.
Yeah, all you right. Don't care about my tax returns.
No. All right.
Okay, bye,
bye,
guys.
Y'all. Oh, yeah, like us, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes. Now for real bye.
You know.
You know.
That's you know.
That's what, yes, I was like, you know.